Support for this program provided by Girdwood, Alaska. Take a drive down the scenic highway past Beluga Point. Hike Bird Ridge and enjoy what Girdwood has to offer. Exploring your home state is the COVID-safe way to enjoy the summer.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Oglala Sioux Tribal Council voted to change the language of an educational ordinance that required students to take online classes on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. Richard Tubols reports.
The Tribes Law and Order Committee is meeting soon to discuss new protocol to hold schools accountable to follow their plans for safe practices regarding the pandemic for in-person learning in accordance with the new amendment. The previous iteration of the ordinance required students to go back to online learning. OST President Kevin Killer says the action they took last week to enact the ordinance reflected the increasing COVID-19 cases reservation-wide.
Learning and interaction that younger generation needs, we want to make sure that, you know, that wasn't interrupted as well. And so basically they took the action to last week to do virtual learning.
Red Cloud Indian School students protested the shelter mandate, claiming that online learning would hurt their education and impact their future. With the number of cases rising in the last month, the tribe decided to enter the red risk level of their COVID-19 response plan.
End result was, it was amended to amend the shelter in place that required in-person learning. It turned it actually to each school safety plan, you know, ensuring that they have the vaccinated students can come back and start doing in-person learning. And then the ones that aren't vaccinated, you know, whether, you know, that's their choice or not, they can continue to do online education.
OST Law and Order Committee will also look into updating the education ordinance language to reflect the current use of vaccines. In Rapid City, I'm Richard Tubols.
A tribal group opposed to South Dakota's proposed social study standards will keep pushing for tribal inclusion. This week, Governor Kristi Noem asked the state's Department of Education to delay implementing the standards for up to 1 year for more public input. The Native community says the standards perpetuate the erasure of Indigenous history and perspective. More than a dozen references of Lakota, Dakota, and Nakota people were taken out of the standards. Sarah White, Indian Collective Education Equity Director, says a long pause is not exactly a sign of relief.
This was another clear evasion of responsibility for Indigenous students, for inclusion, for anything of that nature.
White says what's happening in South Dakota is part of a broader and longstanding failure to teach Native American history in classrooms.
We haven't, as a nation, admitted or even faced the truth of what happened with Indigenous people.
In Montana, a lawsuit over Native American curriculum claims the state is violating a constitutional mandate. The U.S. Department of Justice has picked 12 tribes for a program to access and share crime data. KLCC's Brian Bull reports.
The Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Indians and the Confederated Tribes of the Warm Springs Reservation are the latest additions to what's called the Tribal Access Program, or TAP. Launched in 2015, TAP began in response to tribes' calls for more direct access to federal data systems, including those of the FBI. Cedar Wilkie Gillette is the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons Coordinator for the District of Oregon. She says more tribes getting into TAP will aid local investigations.
Particularly when there is an active missing person case, that could be a very critical time for law enforcement to share information or just try to track that person down.
Another Oregon-based tribe, the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation, was chosen in 2016. Altogether, 108 federally recognized tribes were signed on with TAP. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
Support by the Sanoski Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.